Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Boy, is there a lot to talk about here tonight, especially when it comes to insurrections.
Oh, my God.
And I'm talking about real insurrections, like what's happening over in Kazakhstan right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I mean, perfectly timed, too, considering it is now January 6th as we are performing this particular episode of Free Talk Live. And, of course, there's a bunch of news in the United States about the insurrection, talking about what happened last year when a bunch of unauthorized tourists went through the Capitol building and somebody took, you know, a few people took a few unauthorized souvenirs, basically. Oh, and one lady got shot to death by the cops.
Yeah.
So there are some ridiculous quotes coming out of the United States government goons. I definitely want to share some of those with you. Now, I have not dug deep on this topic at all. I just happened to see, just skim a couple off the surface that happened to come by me, and they are absolutely insanely ridiculous. So we'll get into that. And then also Kazakhstan. We need to talk about that because, like I said, perfectly timed, literally like 24 hours before the 6th, there's an actual insurrection where they're literally lighting the Capitol building on fire and the government goons have resigned.
That's in Kazakhstan.
Except the president for some reason.
And it's all over the gas prices. So gas prices doubled. People took to the streets and said, we've had it. They went bonkers.
It makes me feel horrible to be an American. Like, there was a 3% tax on tea.
Yeah, and that started a revolution.
Everybody wanted to burn everything down.
Yeah.
And chase the politicians around in the streets, find out where they live, so forth. And now,
no amount of taxes seems to phase Americans.
Completely unfazed.
So, but to start things out here, Edward is calling in from out there. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, basically, I'm curious if you guys have seen Darren Beatty's report on Revolver.News on what happened a year ago.
Don't know who that is, so no.
Yeah, so it's Revolver.News, and if you haven't done any in-depth reporting on this, which most people have not, they've just seen their televisions, they won't know any of this, but while the previous president was down there giving his speech, there were operations going on to take down the barricades and to create it like so the restricted area. People are walking back a half hour after this. Restricted area stuff's not even up there, and they're charging people. Basically, it's coming out now. There are upwards of 3,000 to 5,000 feds just swarming from all over the country there, and then they made way to D.C. and they had their own ops that they were running. This thing was blatant. It was blatant. But
we did talk about it in depth when it happened. So we did discuss that, you know, there were allegations and even video that the government agents that were on the scene in the Capitol literally just opened up like the side door and beckoned people to come on in. So, I mean, it definitely seemed like something weird was going on as far as this
right.
whole thing being
a setup.
It was
more like an unguided tour than an insurrection.
Yeah.
Right. It's been a year of investigation, though, and so they have these people pinned. They've got former Marines. They've got former people overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq leading these missions. The one thing you know about the Whitmer hoax and all that up in Michigan and everything, correct?
You mean where the FBI basically put up a bunch of, they joined some militias, essentially, and they ginned up a plot to kidnap the governor?
Hmm.
Right, it was 12 out of 26 agents were informants or leaders in feds or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and didn't one of the FBI agents actually end up getting charged criminally for beating his wife?
Definitely, yeah. The main plot to take away from this, though, is the guy running that op in Michigan for the feds got promoted immediately after that. And where do you think he went?
Where?
Yeah, I don't know where.
D.C.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as they ran the Whitmer and they could call it you know, a success or whatever. So he signs on with Michigan, he goes to D.C. and then they just go into full mode of putting this thing together for the Jan 6 ridiculousness.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's revolver.news. It'll take you an hour to really go through it, but you meet these different people in there because there was so much footage of the day. People have amassed so much footage over the last year that they can find these people now. So it's Ray Epps. You can Google Meet Ray Epps. I'm sorry, don't Google. Search it. So Meet Ray Epps is the story, and then you've got these other guys who are obviously military. The guy that gets up on the scaffolding was running the whole show. He, for over an hour, he's the one saying, move forward, and all this. So this thing was orchestrated.
Are you saying that most of the people who were there were actually feds?
There's, like I said, 3,000 to 5,000 there all day, and there's a lot of loose affiliates. So a lot of these people had been in the message boards and all these things, and just being fed informants. You make your 1,000 or whatever, and then you tell what you know on that, and then it all culminates in this Jan 6 deal. And a lot of people didn't know, but they were Lee Harvey Oswalds around there. I mean, they were the patsies, just thinking they were going to run some special op to do something, and a lot of them, their op would have just been removing barricades and breaking a few windows and whatnot, but they all had their different things that they were doing. This thing was, it was...
And, of course, you know, qui bono, who benefits? The state benefits from this. They get to gin all this up as though it's some sort of big, scary event.
And yeah, they're definitely the group of people that care the most about what happened on January 6th is the government itself.
Yeah, and they're going to use it
to... The government's the one that started this. They did this against themselves. Like I say, when Trump was down there speaking, these guys were the one. I mean, it only starts with 6 to 10 guys taking out barricades and pushing over some things and things like that. And 60-year-old Ray Epps, he's too old to do that stuff. So he had his little 25, 30-year-old guys that he was whispering in the ears of and telling them what to do. A lot of these guys had earpieces in, too, so they were getting orders. This thing was run from lots of different sides, lots of different angles. Nobody really kind of knew each other, but it's very interesting to look back because – It's not like 9/11 or whatever where you have to go on different people's footage. Mm-hmm. These are people on the ground that they amassed all their footage. This is all in plain sight. This stuff is not hard. It's not hard at all.
Yeah, it's 20 years since 2011, so more people have smartphones to have footage of what was happening.
That's true. Edward, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing this up.
Yeah,
we are definitely going to cover it, and I appreciate your perspective. So thanks jumping in here. The number is 603-283-6160. And yeah, it's the state that benefits from this, specifically the federal government.
People are always saying, 9/11 couldn't have been an inside job. That's a stupid conspiracy theory. Like, the government couldn't pull together the manpower to do such a thing. He's just said that, you know, thousands of people came from across the country to go do this thing, and most of them were basically federally attached, if not actual employees, right? So how hard is it to, and they were so willing to do it, and that doesn't surprise me at all. It doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, they're willing to go to other countries to do worse things, so why wouldn't they do it?
Absolutely,
to, like,
they don't care.
You mean like the CIA?
Well, I'm just talking about military and feds in general.
Yeah. The FBI does, too. The FBI goes abroad. Yeah. You know.
So they benefit from this because they get to play it up as though it was some big attack against the government of the United States.
It's
and
just
now,
another false flag.
It's like a woman hitting herself just so she can go to the police and say that, like, her boyfriend hit her. That's what the government's doing to themselves.
And this allows them to, make the excuse of increasing budgets for security, right? Like, oh, okay, we need to hire more Capitol Police. I remember shortly after this, when this happened last year, they were talking about, increasing the budget and moving the Capitol Police into, like, major cities. Like, they were talking about Capitol Police need to have an office in Florida and an office in, other states where they can then have... their agents doing investigations in other states to keep the Capitol safe, was the idea. And so we don't have enough federal police in every state. They want to just, you know, create the Capitol Police as a new national police force.
Yeah, I'm not sure that any federal police are constitutionally allowable, though, are they?
But we have them. They're all over the place.
All over the place.
FBI, Federal Protective Service, and many more.
That list goes on.
Yeah, it sure does. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. The ridiculous quotes coming up.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Whether you want to comment on the so-called insurrection, or whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about the dead internet, people being banned off of platforms, the latest example of that. Matt's got that story. Of course, open phones, as always, if you want to join the show. And we definitely have to talk about Kazakhstan, because you want to talk about a real insurrection where there's actual real consequences for the government goons. That's happening in Kazakhstan. Three police officers have been beheaded in Kazakhstan. The capital has been set on fire.
Somebody guessed
it. In Kazakhstan. So, you know, that's a real insurrection. What happened in the United States was, at best, an unauthorized tour, and arguably it was authorized because apparently people just, you know, government agents just opened up the doors to the place and beckoned people in. And I'm not saying apparently because that's what someone told me. I saw a video of it last year. I saw a video of it. What was it? Obviously like a side door. Some agent in the Capitol building just opens the thing up and just holds the door open as people stream in.
Yeah, you know, and I remember seeing, like, I remember this one Capitol cop, a black guy, and he's like, he was running away from the mob, but it almost looked like he was doing it in jest. You know,
like exaggerated. Like,
yeah, it was like, you know, oh, here they come. And he was like running away. Ah, you know, it didn't look like he was at all scared.
Yeah.
You know,
and why should he be? I mean, it was essentially an unarmed group of people who, I mean, they didn't even set fire to the building. You know, you're not dealing with a serious insurrection unless somebody at least tries to set fire to the building.
Right. You know, that's what one of my friends says. He was talking early on a forum we're in, and he's probably listening right now. Hey, Josh. But he says, insurrections have guns. January 6th was a protest, and we all know how much protests accomplish.
Yeah. Bitcoin.com, by the way, great source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now. Click Get Started at the top of the page and begin your odyssey into the world of cryptocurrency. Start by learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started at the top of the page. Or if you're not brand new to crypto, they got lots of useful tools and information over at Bitcoin.com, including their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. It's updated constantly with the latest news from the world of cryptocurrency. That's news.bitcoin.com. All right, so let's take you to the Capitol, I presume, where Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were stationed this morning, giving comments at about 9 in the morning, according to a C-SPAN feed, and I'm just going to let this play here.
Fellow Americans, good morning. Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001.
Okay. So,
wait, you didn't get to where she says January 6th,
okay,
2020.
It's, just in case people don't know what happened on December 7th, 1941.
Pearl Harbor,
yeah.
And January 6th, 2021.
Now,
there is no one listening to this who believes that.
I don't know. I mean, don't
I don't believe I don't believe that there are really that many people. Like, I have plenty of leftist friends, and nobody ever complains about what happened on January 6th. I think most people are just like, most of my leftist friends are against the government, honestly.
You remember me talking about fifth-gen warfare? I've talked about it on the show a lot. Fifth-gen warfare, I strongly believe that this is a part of it. Even the people on the left don't care. We are being told they do. They are being told they do. A few of them then believe it, but most of them are people on the left have weird, slightly weird political beliefs, but they're not complete idiots.
Plus, I don't know, I just think most of them don't actually like the government. Like, I was kind of nervous to go down to Texas and San Antonio because I didn't want to talk vaccines or anything with my friends because they're all like kind of left leaning.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend that I went down there just all, you know, started telling the other people what happened with the raid, and they were just like, why are they attacking him? And my friend just goes, because he was working to promote Bitcoin and it's going to take down the government. And everybody was like, yeah, F the government.
And that's proof to another thing I've always said. I think most people, especially on the quote-unquote left, I think they're just politically illiterate and they don't really know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going along. It's like, why are there so many gay people who are registered Democrat? That makes absolutely no sense. They should be absolutely for freedom. That's an oppressed class if there ever was one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a spit upon class for centuries.
Well, isn't it because the left typically panders to them?
That's,
you know, they talk about their freedoms, and they talk about equality.
And nobody panders like the political elite of the left.
Mm-hmm.
They have got that down to an absolute science. And I don't know, even know if it has to do with the pandering. Like, gay people have never been offered money or anything like that. Or,
no, it's
or
just a promise of equality. It's a promise of fair treatment.
And it's not something that can be, that's not a promise that can be really delivered on by government.
Yeah.
Well, but they got marriage. So, like, that's a thing that they can point to. Oh, see, we let you guys get into a contract with the government, too.
Yeah, we let you get into the contract. You know, that should be all that needs to be said right there.
I mean, it's a raw deal, for sure, but it's
totally
just all that.
Yeah.
All
it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, you guys can go and die for us now in the military.
Yeah, oh, yeah, great.
Equality.
High five. Way to go. Yeah, equality. You know, it doesn't make any sense, though, that they've ever been on the left. They should have, not that they should have been on the right, but they should have, you know, tried to think for themselves politically and say, here's what I really ought to be, and that is for my own personal dignity and my own, you know, free will, to exercise my free will.
Well, maybe that just comes back around to what you were saying before about the people on the left just being confused about what to
absolutely
do. And I don't think that's untrue about people
for the right
on the right. Yeah,
because you hear people on the right saying, you know what we need is a social program to XYZ, and that's somebody on the right saying that.
Yeah,
so
or they don't,
the right.
Or they don't understand that what they like is a social program, like the police. Like when me and Chris Wade were telling a bunch of pro-police protesters, like, we don't like socialism. They were like, y'all are the socialists. And we were just like, why do you think that? You're the ones who wants us to pay for your
protection programs.
Social program.
And they didn't have anything to say to that, right?
They just didn't understand it. They were just like, I'm paying for your weed for you to sleep
and, you
on
know,
the couch.
Civics really stopped getting taught in public high schools a long time ago. I didn't take civics. I graduated in 93. I didn't take civics in high school. There's no reason I should know anything about politics if I wasn't taught anything about politics.
Well,
so
a lot of this comes from the fact that people believe that there's only two options for them to choose, and that is Republican or Democrat, because
mm-hmm.
that's what they're they're perceiving that because that's what they're presented with in the government-run school system, where they literally are told these things, right? Like, you are one or the other. Here's a test you can take to determine whether or not you're on the left or on the right. And then, as it turns out, people are way more, you know, individual, right? Like, everybody's got different beliefs. Even people on the right are constantly fighting over different things. And then people on the left don't agree with everything either. But they feel like, well, that's my camp. My mom and dad were in that camp, and so I'm in that camp, too. And for better or for worse, we just have to make the camp the best camp it can be. But there's more ridiculous content here from this so-called insurrection, the first year anniversary, I guess. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died on Pearl Harbor on September 11th. You know, it just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 5. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. The East Coast is bracing for what could be the first bomb cyclone of 2022. Meteorologists saying a major winter snowstorm is hitting tonight into tomorrow that could result in below zero temperatures and heavy snow. The snow is expected to spread from West Virginia and Virginia through Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and much of southeastern New England. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. A lot of people obviously want to talk about the so-called insurrection, and especially the people in the state, the people that are, you know, the priests, the high priests of the Church of the State, they really want you to remember this event in a way that is completely unlike what actually happened. They want you to remember this as though it were tantamount to, according to Kamala Harris, tantamount to Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
And 9/11. Events on which, need I remind you, thousands of people were, you know, put to death.
Or jumping out of 20-story windows.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just goes to show how little value she puts on
those people.
Those people.
Hmm. 20,000, yeah. It's almost 3,000 deaths to her is equal to scaring some politicians, but not even killing one.
Yeah, some politicians had to huddle down, or they felt so frightened about this unauthorized tour that they truly believed that their lives were in jeopardy. Even though not a single one of them was harmed in any way, shape, or form during this particular event. No one was taken hostage. No one was even threatened. No one pointed a weapon at any politicians. Weapons were pointed at the people who were taking this particular unauthorized tour. One lady was shot to death.
Was she a school teacher or something like that?
I don't know. Ashley Babbitt, I think, was her name, but I don't know a whole lot about her background. I'm sure there are a lot of people who've done a lot of, you know, research and, you know, talking about her today and back then.
She was a very non-frightening person,
yeah,
at any rate.
She didn't threaten the cops.
Nope.
She didn't hurt a cop. And the cop basically was trigger-happy, the one that I understand, as I understand it, the one that shot her to death. Didn't need to, but he did it. Did it, and, you know, he's going to get away with it. They're not going to charge him with anything.
Yeah, but Biden has vowed to charge every single person who was involved in the January 6th insurrection,
yeah,
in any way.
Didn't they send that guy with the horns, the dude that, like,
yeah,
whatever, the Jacob Chanley or something, or whatever his name was?
Yeah, with the face paint?
Yeah, he went to prison.
He's probably just in, like, a fancy hotel somewhere, and I'm pretty sure he's a fed.
Well, I don't know.
Paid vacation.
I mean,
you know, that's so weird, because that's such a weird person to choose to throw the book at, because he's such a, you know, every protest has a protest clown. You know, we have Rich Paul. You know, Rich Paul's like our resident protest clown.
We or maybe there, Frank Stables.
Frank. Oh, yeah, totally. A good example. And this guy was nothing more than that. I mean, they're the least frightening people on the planet, and they're the ones that they're going to put in the can for, I mean, the guy showed up with like a fur horned helmet on.
He was memorable.
Without a shirt. The cops wearing bulletproof vests.
Right.
This guy's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy the idea that he is not sitting in a prison cell right now. I think there are ways to independently verify those sorts of things. But, you know, that doesn't mean that he wasn't on the federal payroll. It just might mean he's super deep cover. But regardless, I don't want to get into those sort of conspiracy theories about
this. Could you imagine if somebody put Vermin Supreme in prison for going into the McCall? He's basically a Vermin Supreme.
He's a young Vermin Supreme.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about what people are actually saying. And so I've got another clip here. So we started with Kamala Harris, where she compares this to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, violent events where people horribly and horrifically died.
For no reason.
Well, for the glorification of the state. In the case of Pearl Harbor, they did sacrifice those people. If you review the McCollum memo from prior to Pearl Harbor, it is all about how the U.S. federal government wanted
to manipulate the
Japanese, not ignore them, but to manipulate them into starting a war.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Plus the boat captains knew that the attack was coming, so they moved all the boats out of the bay, out of the harbor, and word came in from Washington, D.C. to move the boats back into the harbor. Right before the attack.
Yeah.
So it was intentional.
Yeah. And, of course, there's a zillion theories about 9/11 and what really went on there. But with the McCollum memo, we know what happened with Pearl Harbor. There's no question about it. If you haven't checked that thing out, take a little bit of time, look it over. It's crystal clear that they planned to have their, you know, to essentially sacrifice those people on the altar of creating an excuse to go to war, because they knew the American people wouldn't buy the claim that, we should just go fight the Japanese. No, they needed the Japanese to make it look like they were making the first move,
mm-hmm.
when in point of fact they weren't. But here's a clip from Ann Kuster. Now, that's not one of those nationally recognized names, but it came across my feed today because I saw somebody from the Keene Sentinel had posted this, and that's the local newspaper here. This is the U.S. House of Representatives member from New Hampshire, or one of them, I guess, and this is what she had to say.
1,000 acts of courage saved my life and our democracy 1 year ago today in the January 6th attack on our Capitol. I am here today as both a survivor and a witness to the brutal and violent attack that threatened my life and continues to threaten the future.
Has this woman ever seen brutality?
I was going to say brutal.
Never. I don't think she's even ever been thrown down on a playground.
Nobody was touched.
No. Has she ever seen a, you know, video of what her troops have done over in the Middle East? Has she ever seen brutal? Has she ever seen any of the torture photos from Iraq back during the Bush administration? I mean, this lady has no idea what brutality is.
Or any of the things the cops did that sparked all the riots in 2020. And the main thing that they care about is people walked into their building.
She has seen it, and she just thrives on it and loves it, and she's a nutcase.
Well, she's definitely nuts.
I was just going to say, maybe they're just using the words to describe how they killed that lady, Ashley Babbitt, but, you know.
I doubt that.
No, they're, you know, wiping it over the whole situation, so that way they're technically not lying.
Proceed. America does not yet know just how close we, the members here in this room today, our nation, and our democracy came to our demise that terrifying day.
Damn it. I'm not wishing harm on these people, but she's talking about democracy.
Yeah, democracy.
Coming to an end. Really? Democracy was about to be destroyed on January 6th, 2021? It was that, like a threadbare, you know, level closeness?
Just dangling by a thread.
And really? I wasn't even paying attention to what was going on because it was so dumb.
So basically what she's saying is if it was really a real, like, insurrection, if people actually burned the Capitol building down, that would have been the end of the federal government? Is that all it really takes?
You know, but it doesn't. The thing is, it doesn't matter if anybody believes this because it's patently idiotic. Like, literally, this is unbelievable. Anybody who's looking at it, nobody thinks that that lady's life was ever at under any kind of threat, right? She doesn't think it either. This is all an act. They know it's an act. They're going to pump it out to the public as though it's real.
But that's all they have to do.
Keep saying it. They're going to keep saying
that's
it.
That's the rules of propaganda. You just keep telling the same lie over and over again.
Propaganda.
And that's the thing. I mean, how many people
of them are involved with it? Like, they're all in on it. They're all in on the propaganda.
The media's in on it. In fact,
and if any of them were being honest, at least one would have said, you know, okay, what happened was bad. You guys shouldn't do that. But, you know, we weren't in danger. We weren't about to die. But none of the politicians that were there said anything like that. Nope.
And the mainstream media, here's a... What's under the Twitter, what's happening? U.S. National News, quote, there is no credible evidence that the federal government was involved in planning the January 6th insurrection. Fact checkers report.
Oh, thank God.
Basically, anything with fact checkers in it, you might as well just consider government propaganda.
Immediately.
It always backs the government. It always, you know, explains away anything that the state does. And so the media is completely on board with this particular narrative. It doesn't matter that there's absolutely no video footage to corroborate what these people are talking about. And there's cameras all over the Capitol. So, like, if there was some sort of brutal act going on, besides the murder of the protester, if there was actually a brutal act that transpired against these Congress people, they'd have video of it. They'd be putting it everywhere. Yeah. They don't have that. So all they can do is just speechify about it and just reiterate what this to them was. And it's the old, what is it, Herman Goebbels, I guess, or Goebbels? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Goebbels? Yeah.
Yeah. From Nazi Germany.
Yeah, you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
And that's what they're doing here. And they're going to bring this back every single year on January 6th and make this some new memorial commemorative occasion. And if you want to share your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. That is until then.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. And if you found some ridiculous quotes from these politicians or the media people about January 6th, you want to share them with us, feel free to call in. Like I said, I didn't dig deep. It wouldn't have been hard to find more of these things. I mean, I just saw one from Kamala Harris. So, okay, she's comparing this to 9/11 in Pearl Harbor.
The comet that wiped out the dinosaurs.
If only. Oh, if only Washington, D.C. would be hit by a comet.
If everybody in the Capitol for some reason died, like getting hit by a comet, the puppet masters would just replace them immediately. Democracy wouldn't end.
No, I mean, you'd take a lot of really bad people out in one fell swoop.
You know, I think I understood once, I could be wrong here, that Washington, D.C. is very, very near sea level, even though it's inland. And that if, like, one good earthquake, like, off the coast of Italy or whatever could send a wave that would wash Washington, D.C. right under the water.
Well, the climate freaks are, all a flutter about how, oh, my God, if the sea level rises, this is what D.C. will look like. And they've made maps where the water comes up. Okay. I'm like, all right.
So you're going to – that's when I set a tire on fire in the yard and,
That's fine. Well, actually, why doesn't it rise a little higher? Because some of the monuments are, like, real high up, right? Yeah. Like, they're on mounds
or
hills.
We need to get another 15 feet out of this, people. We need to,
smoke some more cigarettes or...
water your lawn with motor oil or something.
Cow farts.
Cow farts. So let's go to your phone calls here. Your calls are welcome at 603-283-6160. What do you want to comment on the so-called insurrection? And we'll get to a real insurrection. What's happening in Kazakhstan? That's on the way here. But Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
And remember, the guy is going on and on about the big lies being spread by the former president and his supporters. The big lies, the big lies. And all through the speech, he's repeating one big lie about this threat to our democracy when the founding fathers did not establish a democracy. They established a federal republic. And it's a See,
does it really matter, though? I mean, this is a point that we used to make on the air on Free Talk. Like, in the early days of Free Talk Live, we made that point. Well, it's not a democracy. It's a republic.
Constitutional republic.
What's the, what does it really matter? I mean, in a republic, people elect these goons.
Well, I think it does matter only because that's the term that they want people to focus on, because it's something all most people think, oh, yeah, that's a kind of good idea, so they can now protect the government. They're like, I like the word democracy. They don't like the word republic because Republican. Hmm. We like democracy, and we want to protect the government.
Yeah. And see, the problem is that people who are wise and educated on these points are being turned off by the speech because they know the difference. And I think that libertarians not only should be allowed in the campaign debates and the presidential debates, they should get more time so that they can rebut lies like that one, and it takes longer to say what the United States really is, so they should be free to do that. Now, this next point I want to bring up, though, is that for years, most members of Congress have been voting to fund the Drug Enforcement Administration, and now they know what it's like when their place gets raided.
Mm-hmm.
And during the speech, Joe Biden said, the Bible tells us we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And he's referring to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And for those who don't know it, when you look at the flag of the Dominican Republic, it has in the center of it an open Bible, which, according to Article 32 of the Dominican Republic Constitution, is open to that verse, John chapter 8, verse 32. That is, it specifies. I mean, you would never be able to see it in the fine print of it, but that is what the national constitution says that Bible is open to, is John 8, 32.
What is that?
The Bible that is featured in
the... I know, but what's the verse in reference to?
It's the truth shall... You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Oh, sorry, I missed that detail. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a point that a lot of people from the Dominican Republic don't even know that the Bible in the center of their country's flag is open to that verse, John 8:32.
Okay, I'm not sure why that's relevant.
Well, what is relevant, though, is that Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was getting so much criticism for bringing a gun with her into congressional sessions. She doesn't need a gun to protect herself in there. Doesn't she know they have security?
I bet they haven't brought that conversation back up.
No. Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
I just want to comment on his first point about Donald Trump being quoted saying that, I mean, not Donald Trump, Biden being quoted saying this morning that last year on this date that Trump was spreading a web of lies about the election being stolen from him. I think that the worst point to point out in that is just the fact that the president who was declared to have won is just telling the people any idea that you have that there was voter fraud is lies. Definitively, don't have to show you any proof. It was lies.
Says the winner.
Says the winner. That's just that's a direct.
It's like Lyndon Johnson talking about how it was, certainly was not a government plot.
That JFK died. Yeah. Well, that's like a perfect textbook explanation of the people that run your government are doing things that you think only other people's governments are doing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, the whole election controversy is completely meaningless. I mean, because it's just another distraction. Okay, you guys get all upset because somebody, quote-unquote, stole the election. Well, even if Trump had won the election, nothing different would have really happened.
Nope.
Trump would have been pushing the vaccines. Mm-hmm. They would have rolled out the third vaccine with the booster, and the whole thing would have gone down. Now, whether or not the liberals would have stayed anti-vax in that situation is an interesting question, because you can go back to 2020 and find quotes from leftists who were all about, I'm not taking no Trump vaccine. And then, of course, as soon as the label got changed to Biden on the vaccine, then it's like, I'm rolling up my sleeve. Give me five of them. And so, you know, maybe they wouldn't have. It would have been interesting to see how that version of reality would have played out. But ultimately, you would still see, I think, basically the same crap that's going on.
I agree, but I think that every presidential election has been selected by the feds, so it's just interesting that, you know, when people are actually like, hey, we think something went wrong there. Because
well,
I don't believe that Joe Biden won the election. I drove all over the country in 2020. I drove from Las Vegas to San Antonio, and I drove from San Antonio to Maine, and I just don't believe that Joe Biden had more supporters than Donald Trump.
Are you one of the people who believe that Trump was somehow not chosen to win? Because if you believe that there's somebody...
No, I think he was chosen to win in 2016.
Okay.
Because I think he's always...
Because there's some people that believe that somehow the puppet masters didn't choose Trump, and that he was somehow this sort of outsider
no,
that came in.
I think he's obviously like meant to look like a savior to some people, and he's not the savior that they want. They're all the same, but
wouldn't you agree that Trump was made to look that way? He's made to look as though he's an outsider in order to bring people back into the fold who had been so pushed away by politics as usual, like, oh, look, one of you won. Look, this guy, he's not a real politician. He's not. He says he never run for office before. Well, he had, but he's never been in office before. He's not a real politician. He's a businessman. He actually won this election. He's going to drain the swamp. He can't be bought. Look at what he's going to do. And then he does the same old crap.
Yep, I totally agree with that.
But the memes were so good.
And he was entertaining. I will hand it to him. He still hasn't launched his new Trump Social website, or they're going to call it Truth Social. So I am looking forward to him getting back on to internets, because he's been completely absent for the last year, ever since Twitter banned him and Facebook banned him from their platforms.
They've been doing a lot of that lately.
Sure. Yeah, they have. In fact, I know you want to talk about Robert Malone, I believe
yeah,
was his
Robert
name.
Malone,
he's
Dr.
like a high-level doctoring kind of person who's actually worked for the government and
well,
the CDC.
He's actually one of the people who helped invent the
mRNA
technology.
Yeah. He did a lengthy interview with Joe Rogan, and that got taken down from YouTube. So I know you wanted to discuss that. We can get into that on the way here. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. Bonnie wants to talk about what is called dead internet theory. It's a very interesting theory.
Totally.
We can get into that on the way as well. And also a real insurrection. You want to talk about a real insurrection? Let's go over and look at Kazakhstan, where they literally set their capital on fire. They have killed apparently now 13 police.
Wow.
According to a story from The Sun. And there's a lot to say about this. All of it triggered by a doubling of gas prices. And I can't see Americans doing anything like that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't
They're
know.
They're just seeing memes, and people would be like, I need some more stimulus to pay for this double gas price.
603-283-6160. They sure would. And you can share your thoughts with us here. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with extension.